justice.
What do we want?
Now!
This crowd of perhaps 60 seemed larger than some past protests, with years of those actions calling for fundamental changes in the holding center and calling for removal of Sheriff Howard. Various speakers called for county executive polling cars and the county legislature to get rid of him, which they have no legal power to do. A major difference with this protest was the presence of Monica Lynch. Her brother was Connell Burrell, who died Friday morning after being taken to Buffalo General Wednesday evening after being found unconscious inside the facility. Lynch says she spent Burrell's last hours with him and wants justice.
Everything that they're doing is going to be accountable for. The guards that saw him, the cameras, everything. We're not going for any stone unturned. We're just tired of this. It ain't going to be 26, 27, 28, everybody coming down here, nobody making out of here. We're just tired of this.
Lynch says Burrell had well-controlled type 1 diabetes until something went wrong within hours of his arrival in the holding center, which led to his being sent to the hospital, where he eventually died. She says the family isn't sure what happened, but will be hiring a lawyer for legal action. One of the organizers of the protest was Natasha Soto, director of Black Love Resists in the Rust. Soto says the latest deaths show the need for change.
It's a sign that the holding center is a dangerous place and that we need to decriminalize and stop putting people in cages.
Organizers say protests will continue. The protest was cut somewhat short because they were told no visitors were going to be allowed in the holding center as long as the protesters were outside. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.